It's a big game for us. Obviously, 0-3 is not where we want to be. It's probably, I'll say I've had experience being in this position before. I started at 0-6 my rookie year. Just keep doing what you're doing. Keep coming to work. Keep working hard. Obviously, you got to do a little bit more. Everyone's got to, you don't want to press. You don't want to try to push too hard and do too much. You still have to go do your job. But come in here and give a little bit extra to these guys. We got to go out and get a win on Sunday.
What do you guys have to do to win a game? Like, in other words, how do you take the next step?
Well, we start by playing complimentary football, which Coach Mack has harped on a lot. Obviously, the offense, we have to get on the board quicker. We had some good drives in Philly. We were able to build all the things we did in Philadelphia. We got to do it earlier on in the game. Let our defense play with the lead. They haven't been able to really do that at all this year. So that's a big goal for us.
You say things outside are kind of chaotic. Do you mean criticism from the media or what the president said or everything?
Well, now you say that. I mean, I guess.
Did you mean?
I meant like just media, social media, all that. But obviously, that's a big part of it too. I was on doing a media tour this week for the Con Air Man Eye Stubble Flex Head Trimmer, and most of the questions revolved around the kneeling and the president. So that's obviously a big part of it. That's something that's huge going on in our country. That's bigger than the game of football.
What are your thoughts on that? And where do you stand?
Yeah, obviously, I'm all for being there for my teammates. I've never walked, in shoes of some of the guys in this locker room, but I've heard their stories and heard what they've gone through. Obviously, I want to stand for the flag, and that's something that I feel very passionate about, my brother being in the military. But at the same time, I recognize why guys are doing it. And I think locking arms and being there for one another is definitely something to show support. I don't think now that it obviously has come to light, like, what happened with Kaepernick originally when he was sitting. I did take offense to that originally, and I think I posted about it and I talked about it. But now realizing he's not trying to disrespect the military. He's not trying to disrespect the flag or the United States of America. He's trying to raise questions to start a conversation. And I think that's definitely something that I can get on board with and be there for these guys in the locker room, be there for guys, because we're a team. And I think a lot of people outside of this, when they're sitting at home on their couch, they don't experience some of the struggles some of these guys go through. And we got to be able to start that conversation. And I think, obviously, once the president came out and said some things, we have to show unity as the NFL. I mean, what if every player kneeled? No, the league would cease to exist? Is that what he's saying? I don't know. I mean, that's something that's a little above my pay grade. I have no idea. But at the same time, you got to do what you think is right. And every guy in here has their own opinion. That's what makes America great. You have your First Amendment right, freedom of speech. And I'm all for guys exercising that right. And to be there to support my brothers is something that I'm always going to do. And that's something that if you come at us for football-related things or off-the-field things, I'm going to sit together with these guys. I mean, obviously, there's a line that can be drawn in the sand, but I feel like there's a conversation that needs to be had, and I think we're going to have it.
Was there a particular moment where you decided – you said that you were against Kaepernick at first, and now you've
come – I was against when he originally had sat for the national anthem. I guess being a white man, I didn't really understand what was going through his mind, what he was experiencing. And I tweeted about it, and everyone was coming at me and saying, oh, you're racist, you're this, you're that. I mean, I guess it was more me not knowing what was going on. And I think he realized, too, and he started to kneel. And there's a guy, Nate Boyer, who I trained with out in L.A., who's a former Army Beret, and he stood next to him, put his hand on his shoulder so that he was supporting him. Because, like I said, I don't know what guys go through. So I think being in this locker room, hearing stories from guys, it's a tough time in this world. America's not perfect. We all know that. And there's a conversation that needs to be had, and I don't know the right way to do it. I don't know the wrong way to do it, but all I know is that guys have the right to say what they want to say, and that's what makes America so great, and I'm going to stand by my guys in the locker room and be there for my teammates.
So how do you remain unified as a team but still exercise your First Amendment right and say what's on your mind? In other words, you can lock arms with your teammates because you're saying you want to be unified.
Yeah.
But what if you feel differently? How are you going to handle that?
It's a conversation that needs to be had. I'm not saying it's perfect. I'm not saying I know what's right from wrong. I'm going to go out there. I've learned throughout my years. I have to sit back and really listen and pay attention. If you don't listen and see where other people are coming from and you just are just listen with the intent of responding instead of understanding, it's going to cause problems. And I think a lot of times that's what we find ourselves doing, listening with the intent to respond, listening with, I'm going to impose my opinion on you before I have a chance to hear what you have to say. So it's something that it's going to continue to be a conversation throughout the NFL. It's going to be something I think is going to happen throughout the season.